Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired.
One startup solution for Zoom fatigue? The Walk and Talk. Spot is a new platform dedicated entirely to walking meetings, launched by a longtime remote work evangelist, by Ariel Pardes. 7 years ago, Greg Kaplan ditched his desk at Groupon, where he managed the site's things to do category, and committed to doing more things himself. He wanted to travel the world, and he wanted to help others do it too. So Kaplan founded a startup called Remote Year, a concierge for office-weary workers to do their day job while traveling abroad. For a fee, Remote Year arranged lodging, co-working space, and even excursions. We were trying to preach to the world that great work can be done from anywhere, says Kaplan. Remote work became the norm for many last year, though, ironically, the conditions of its rise more or less tanked Remote Year, the startup. As borders closed last spring, dreams of traveling the world were dashed, and Remote Year postponed its ongoing trips, leaving some customers stranded abroad without refunds. The startup laid off 50% of its staff in March. Kaplan stepped down as CEO in April, and the company was acquired by Celina, the hospitality brand, in October. And since then, Kaplan has been free to think more about how to make remote work meaningful, even without the globe-trotting. When Kaplan was working in Mexico City years ago, he marveled at the technology that allowed him to do his job remotely, but he also found it draining. Rather than seeing the world, he was staring back at his own face on Zoom. So as a respite, he started taking some of his meetings off camera, with headphones on long walks through the city. He'd walk circles around Hippodrome, a tree-lined neighborhood with an old horse racing track, listening to birds chirp and pedestrians chatter. It was a small change, but it was like a light bulb moment for me, says Kaplan. I was having a lot of weeks where I was walking 30,000 steps a day. He felt more energized, more connected to the city, and to his work. Energized? Connected? It's a far cry from what many Americans experienced in their own forced remote year. More than half of Americans worked from home during the pandemic, according to Gallup. And many will continue to work remotely in the future. The software tools that have enabled this transformation have also left workers shuffling between bed and desk, hunched over their laptops, suffering from novel illnesses like Zoom fatigue. Kaplan, who's a longtime remote work advocate, doesn't think the solution is rushing back into offices. Instead, his enemy is the office chair. So his next startup aims to provide a fix. It's called Spot, a virtual meeting platform made just for walks. Spot can be used on a desktop, but it's designed to shine on mobile so you can take your calls into the fresh outdoor air. It has a built-in calendar for scheduling meetings and seeing which calls are next. It can record and transcribe calls using Google's voice transcription software. It also has a feature called Smart Mute, which algorithmically filters out street noise by amplifying frequencies that look like a human speaking voice and toning down everything else. For now, Spot is in closed beta on an invite-only basis, but it plans to launch with a freemium model, free for individuals, not for businesses, soon. Perhaps the concept sounds familiar, like Zoom without the camera, like WhatsApp audio, like a phone call. Kaplan argues that his software does add something new because it combines enterprise features like scheduling and transcription, smart mute, with a mobile-first approach. Its lightweight design can be used on the go without the awkward dance of video conferencing. Spot arrives at a time when screen fatigue is at an all-time high. The excessive amounts of artificial light, the all-day near-distance gaze, the mental strain of constantly seeing yourself in the video window, it's all contributed to increased tiredness and burnout. Many, many people have found audio to be a good solution to that, Kaplan says. Even phone calls can be a reprieve from a day of stacked Zoom meetings because it allows them to not sit and hunch and dance behind their desk all day. You can get up and walk around, go outside, and have a much more pleasant experience. Walking meetings are nothing new. The Silicon Valley's technocrats have long sung their praises. Steve Jobs famously held many of his meetings on foot. Mark Zuckerberg had been known to make acquisition deals on hikes. And in the early days of Square, Jack Dorsey would start his meetings at the office and walk down the street to Sightglass, where he'd buy you a coffee, using Square's payment platform naturally. Whether the walks had anything to do with their success is up for debate, but some research does suggest that walking can improve creative thinking and can help people have more honest exchanges with colleagues. It is unarguably better for you than sitting. Now, whether the world, already in the deluge of workplace software, really needs an entirely new platform to take meetings on the go is another matter. My point of view is not, will walking meetings be a thing? That's a given, says Andreas Klinger, an investor at Remote First Capital, which focuses on tools for remote work. And it's not an investor in Spot. The question is, can you create enough utility to replace the standard behavior? Spot already has seen an animated, if small, base of initial users. Kaplan says it has 500 people in its beta and thousands more on the waiting list. The startup has also raised $1.9 million from Chapter One Ventures, which also has investments in Lyft, Superhuman, and Cameo. Remote work during the pandemic has left people feeling like they're living at work rather than working at home. Even as companies start to head back to the office, Kaplan is hoping to capitalize on new interest in work-life integration. Then again, the ideal walking meeting is the kind where you can leave your desk behind. With Spot, people can add some fresh air to their workdays, but thanks to smartphones and email and chat apps, they still bring the office with them wherever they go.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.